Hello and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, a look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. Kicking off with sheep, and at Dingwall, the comment from the auctioneers was all classes of ewes and hogs sold to a firm demand. Ewes with lambs at foot were the dearest trade of the season. Now certainly that was the case, with Cheviot's plus twin lambs from Eilean and Darrock topping out at £166. Others going well, with Texels out at £130 as well. New season lambs, however, as might be expected, were a bit weaker price-wise, coming off 25 pence in the week, but still a decent enough trade, topping at £2.29 a kilo. In the cattle department, there was a stronger trade. Bullocks averaged 183 pence a kilo and topped at 207. Heifers averaged 180, peaking at 191 pence a kilo, and that was all at Dingwall last week. Wheat prices weakened as the week went on to finish around £180. The rain of last week, which covered some of the droughty areas in the south, pulled prices down for harvest deliveries, with £183 now the mark south of the border. But to say buyers are nervous would be an understatement, with all eyes now on the former Soviet states and what their harvest estimates hold. Any export restrictions from that area will certainly push prices back up again. Now, turning to the beleaguered pigmen, and things are still climbing slowly for them, but far too slowly for some. Speaking to a couple of them over the past few days, they're either definitely closing the door soon or destocking to reassess whether it's worth going on. There's now a whole battery of celebrity chefs getting on board with our pig farmers, trying to help them out. Phil Vickery, Aldo Zilli, Jamie Oliver and Nick Nairn are behind a new cookbook called Choose It and Use It. It's part of the Pigs Are Still Worth It promotion. And Richard Lockhead has restated his government's commitment to the pig sector too.
Pork is a fantastic product, it's something we're good at producing, but we don't get enough value from what we do produce, and of course there's a lot of volatility in the pig sector. So I want to continue working closely with them as well to see how we can get more from the quality product that sector produces, and not just see it as another commodity amongst Europe's pig producers or pork producers.
And if you want to see what those celeb chefs are doing, just go to the website pigsarestillworthit.co.uk to get your free recipe book. And I'm trying to get my hands on a few to give away as well. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.